This summer has been a tough one for New Mexico's two largest rivers. Since mid-June, stretches of the Rio Grande have gone dry. Right now, about 50 miles are dry south of Albuquerque. Meanwhile, in eastern New Mexico, 30 miles of the Pecos River ran dry north of Roswell. To try and keep water between the banks of the Pecos, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has been buying and leasing water rights. But the drought this year has been too much for the agency to keep up with. Conditions haven't been this dry on the Pecos since 1989, when the Bureau did a dam safety test of Brantley Dam and had to temporarily hold back the river's flows. Biologists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are preparing to rescue rare fish, the Pecos blunt-nosed shiner, from the drying riverbed. A rainstorm on Tuesday night caused a temporary spike in flows throughout the fish's habitat, but biologists are planning to head out to the Pecos later this week. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.